How would you like to be remembered?
That I made a contribution, a conscious contribution to education, to youngsters, and also as a good musician. And uncompromising when it compromised my integrity as a man. That's where I'd like to be. Anything else is gravy.
Then a word to, let's say, young blacks. The world is different today. There
it's different.
Still is racism today,
mm-hmm.
but it's different when you were growing up.
Right.
But you somehow cut right through all that.
Right.
What do you say to this next generation?
I say the greatest weapon you can have is get an education, because they may cut off your arm and leg, but one thing they can never take away from you is your education, and the education is respected. I've had conversations, particularly about jazz, all over the world with people. If you talk about jazz with me, you better know what you're talking about. Because I have read every book there is on jazz. I've come up through the jazz experience and all that. So I think I bring a wealth of knowledge that I don't mind sharing, but I won't compromise just to make you happy.
Very good. Well, this was so much fun to talk with you and to, in part, get to know you. And I appreciate you giving us this time for Voices of Oklahoma. It should inspire a lot, and jazz fans will enjoy listening to you.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure. I consider it an honor to be here and talking to you about it, because it's what I do.
Thank you.